You've probably heard it said that smoking is just a habit. But it's more than that, isn't it? It's a relationship, a mental pattern, a learned reflex, triggered 1,000 times, until the wires in your brain say, "This is who I am." But that voice was never really yours. It was installed, whispered in your mind, by repetition, by advertising, by culture, by stress, by timing. They told you it helps you focus, that it calms your nerves, that it makes you look cool. But when you step back and look at those messages, you can start to see how clever the trick really is. Because the best kind of brainwashing is the kind that makes you think the idea was yours in the first place. This session is about starting to undo that spell, to gently peel away the story that smoking ever did anything for you, and return you to the truth that you are whole, that you are powerful, and that no cigarette ever made you anything you weren't already. So now, you can let yourself settle. Not trying to stop smoking yet. Not trying to do anything at all. Just resting. As if your mind is like a snow globe that's finally been set down, and the flakes are beginning to settle. Slowly. Peacefully. Weightless. And as your breath moves in and out, you may find that certain thoughts begin to float by. And you don't need to stop them or follow them. Just notice them, like clouds drifting across a still blue sky. Now imagine this. There's a puppet on a stage, and it looks real. It moves. It dances. It smokes. But if you follow the strings up, you realize there's someone else controlling the motions. Someone behind the curtain. And maybe for a long time, you thought you were that puppet. That the movement was your choice. That the cigarette was your idea. But now, you're the one seeing the strings. The triggers. Patterns, the conditioning. And when you see them clearly, you can begin to cut them one by one, quietly, without a fight. Just letting go. That's it. Just letting go of what was never truly yours. There's a story of a man who wore an old leather jacket. Every single day. It was faded, frayed at the sleeves, smelled of smoke and memories, but it was familiar. One day, he tried on a new coat, sleek, warm, comfortable, and it surprised him how good it felt. But for a few days, he kept going back to the old one. Not because it was better, but because it was known. Until one day, he looked at the jacket hanging there and thought, "Why am I still wearing something that doesn't even fit who I am anymore?" He left it behind. He never looked back. Sometimes, what we think is part of us is just something we've been wearing for too long. And now, something inside you begins to shift, gently, naturally. The associations that once held cigarettes in place are starting to loosen. That smoke does not calm you. That cigarette does not complete you. That moment of lighting up was just a trick of the mind. And now, you see through it. Each time you bring awareness to the habit, you reclaim more of your power, more of your freedom. You may still smoke for now, but already it's starting to feel different, less comforting, less necessary, less you. And I wonder how soon you'll notice that smoking starts to feel like watching an old movie. You know what comes next. You know the script. But it no longer moves you. No longer hooks you. You become the watcher. Detached. Observant. Neutral. And with every puff, your mind whispers, "This doesn't make sense anymore. I'm almost done with this. This isn't me." And in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5. And you'll come back to the room, refreshed, clear, and one step closer to becoming the person who simply doesn't smoke anymore. 1, thoughts aligning. 2, inner space opening. 3, clarity returning. That's it. 4, calm in the body. 5, eyes open and the spell beginning to break. Good. From this moment forward, every time you smoke, you'll feel just a little more aware. Just a little more curious. Just a little more free. Not pressured. Not rushed. Just gently waking up. Because smoking is no longer you. It's a pattern you're stepping out of. And step by step, you're reclaiming your mind and remembering who you've always been.